May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated. Well, if you remember last week, Jesus was saying that in his parable or story that he told to those gathered, he said, "You fool, tonight your life is being demanded of you." Now, it's a wake-up call, because he was talking about, remember the rich man who had, he had so much abundance that he had a choice. He could give some away and share, or he could hoard it and make an extra shed, and that's what the man decided to do. So it was a wake-up call, warning, giving him guidance, giving us guidance, giving the people who are listening at that time guidance. Guidance towards in the way that we should live. Guidance in the way that we should give. Now this week, there's a lot about taking precautions, being alert, even being aware of sin, remembering how to do now, have action now, not tomorrow, not waiting until mañana, but having action and doing right today. It's all about love, being a true disciple of Christ, being a true follower of the Lord. If we love God, and if we are his disciples, that equals our obedience to him. It equals our service to him and to all those around us, especially the needy. It equals our giving, our caring, our compassion. And that's where we start with the gospel from Luke. I absolutely love this first verse, and we use it a lot at funerals because it's comforting. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not be afraid." And he's always telling them and us, "Do not be afraid, little flock. For it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." Do not be afraid, little flock, because it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. So right off the bat, we know we're not supposed to be afraid. We know we're supposed to trust, but we know something so intimate. We belong to God the Father. We are his children. It's such a gentle message. It's a nurturing message. It's a caring message. It talks of protection, possession, encouragement, and God's total interest in us individually. And it is loving, but it's more than loving. It's also informing. There's guidance. And also a little bit of a warning. Jesus says, "Okay, make purses for yourselves, but do not wear out." So that's not talking about making wallets, because what does he tell his disciples? He says, "Go out. You know, don't take a purse, don't take extra shoes, don't take extra clothes. This is a purse that holds unfailing treasures in heaven." So it's not a tangible purse. It's intangible. It's what holds our treasure that we have stored up in God, where thieves can't steal and where moths can't destroy. And he tells them, where your treasure is, that's where your heart's going to be. So if our treasure is truly in God as best as we can, then our hearts are with God. And then here's the guidance. He says, be dressed, be ready for action, and be prepared. Have your lamps lit. Have the oil for the lamps. Be like those who are waiting for their master. And waiting for their master to come home from what? A wedding banquet. That's Jesus coming from heaven, the wedding banquet. So he's trying to tell us that heaven is fun. It's a party. That's what heaven is all about. It's like a marriage, a wedding banquet. No wonder why Jesus' first miracle was at a wedding in Cana of Galilee. Being with God, being in heaven, being in the presence of God's Holy Spirit, is what? And so then it goes on to say, so that we may open the door for him as soon as he comes and knocks, so that we're prepared. Are we prepared to receive Holy Communion today? Have we done anything special to get our minds, our hearts, our souls, and our bodies ready to receive Jesus Christ into our bodies? And then he says, blessed are those slaves whom the master finds alert when he does come. And then this teaches us a little bit more about our God. Why? Because he says, truly I tell you, he will fasten his belt and have us and them sit down. And then God will serve us. God, the creator of all the universes, of everything from nothing, God loves us enough to warn us, to teach us, to encourage us, to strengthen us with the power of his Holy Spirit, so that when we are in union with him, he comes and he serves us. But then here comes a little bit of a warning towards the end. Jesus says, but know this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, in other words, if we knew when Jesus was coming, and let's translate the word thief into our sin, we would not have let his house been broken into. If we knew that Jesus Christ was actually coming in an hour, wouldn't we want to try to reflect and ask God's forgiveness on our sins, maybe change some of our ways, some of our attitudes? So he says, you must be ready, because the Son of Man is coming. But Jesus is coming at an unexpected hour. So once again, we can tell ourselves, we are to wait for God and be aware of our own sin. And remember to prepare today, starting right now, not tomorrow, but right now. Be prepared today to serve the needy, to serve others, to be truly loving and caring, and being ready to meet Jesus when he comes again. So I had a quandary. I found three things I'd like to end the sermon with, but I think I'll still go with the prayer of the week. So if you want to join with me, we can end together with the prayer of the week. Almighty God, you sent your Holy Spirit to be the life and light of your church. Open our hearts to the riches of your grace, that we may be ready to receive you whenever you appear, through Jesus Christ, our Lord.